Hello and welcome to a tutorial that shows how to make forest tiles for Lords of War. As you can see, we started with this same ring shape that we started out with when we made water tiles. Instead of having a ring of water, we have a ring of forest. We're careful to have the same shade of green here. Moving on, we add little helper dots. This is where the forest will meet adjoining tiles. In the next slide, we will connect these dots together such that the edge of the forest looks like a bulging forest. Here is our bulging forest. As you can see, we connect at the predefined places so that these tiles can be connected in an arbitrary fashion, and they will still look like they go together. On the next slide, we'll do the same for the inner ring here, like so. Not much to it. This takes a minimum amount of artistic ability. And in this next slide, we have done a selective Gaussian blur on just the forest ring here. As you can see, there is a slight fading towards the grass, so the forest gets a little bit lighter as we get closer to the grass, both on the outer part of the ring and on the inner part of the ring. So, zoom out, looks very plain. This is the shadow of what our forest is going to look like, but it's starting to take shape. Next slide. Okay, we've gotten fancy here. There are two steps taken here to make this effect. One, I selected the forest region using a color picker. The color picker was somewhat selective in that it did not select the faded areas that we just made with the selective Gaussian blur, but it did select the majority of the forest picture, the forest part of the image. After that was done, I did a clothify function, that is in Filters Artistic Clothify. After that, I dilated it once, again with the exact same region selected. The hope here is that the inside of the forest is random enough so that if I put this tile next to this tile, it won't appear jagged on the inside of the forest here. It will still connect at the predetermined place, but hopefully the inside of the forest doesn't conflict. So that's how I made that effect. Moving on, I have made a forest tile all by itself here in the middle. Now I think I should explain something about what these tiles are and what they're called inside Lords of War. This tile up here is called the outer top left kind of tile. This tile over here is the outer top right, outer bottom left, outer bottom right. These tiles here inside are inner top left, inner top right, inner bottom left, inner bottom right. This tile in the middle is called a lone tile. It's unique in that it transitions to grass on all sides, whereas the outer tiles transition from forest to grass, proceeding outward. The inner tiles transition from grass to forest, proceeding outward. The tiles along the top here are called outer top center, and these are outer bottom center. The ones on the left here are outer middle left and outer middle right. So those are the kinds of tiles in a nutshell. We did not need a lone water tile because that doesn't exist in Cyborgs. Moving on. What we've done now is we've added little tiny stumps to the picture to make it seem like this bulging forest is supported, in fact, by tree trunks. Not much to it, pretty simple to do. Moving on. What we've done here is we've selected just the grass and we've done a noise function on it, the HSV hue saturation value noise function. Again, we hope that the grass is sufficiently random so that when we place it beside other grass tiles, it doesn't look jagged or out of place. Alright, move on to the next. This is what we end up with. These are our finished tiles. Not much to it. Looks pretty good. Okay. As I said in a previous tutorial, Lords of War does not accept this image as input. You have to cut and paste the tiles into another file so that Lords of War can use it. That file looks like this. As you can see, these tiles are just in order on one line, and they proceed through all the different variations of tiles that we just made. There are no alternates for this set. I'm just trying to make a simple set of tiles. You might notice that I also made these diagonal tiles, which is top left to bottom right diagonal, and bottom left to top right diagonal, where we can connect forest tiles that are diagonally adjacent. So, that's what it looks like. That's what you want to cut and paste, and there's a control file inside Lords of War that says that this is a top outer top left tile, and this is an outer top center tile, and so on. Alright, so let's say I did that, and now I plug them into the game, and let's see how our forest tiles look when we make a random terrain within Lords of War. Alright, here's a simple screenshot. I'll now zoom in. Here's our forest. Not too bad. There are no jagged connections with other tiles. It seems to just go together. It looks somewhat random, and it looks very nice. Here's the diagonal tile. Over here. Not too shabby. We were worried that these tiles wouldn't quite go together because of the random factor. We were worried that there might be jagged inside here. It looks pretty good, especially from 100%. You can't tell that they're jaggy there. Alright, we can also see the fruits of our labor with the water tiles while we're here. As you can see, I went ahead and added a little bit of a noise function to the water tiles as well, so that they would go nicely with the forest tile transition to grass. And our water tiles don't have any jaggies, really. Looks pretty good. You can also see that I've made some swamp tiles. Here's the swamp tiles. Swamp tiles are a little bit unique in that each swamp tile is lone. There's no top left, top right. Every swamp tile can transition to any other grass tile or another piece of swamp. Makes it even easier to make swamp tiles. Alright, that has been a tutorial on how to make forest tiles for Lords of War. I hope you can try this too. Thanks. Bye.